This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Did you know the first five books of the Bible is called the Torah and is what Jesus taught his disciples every day? It's what he taught to the world, and it's what I'm going to teach to you every Saturday morning at 11:30 a.m. Join me this Sabbath, that Saturday, at 11:30 a.m. to learn and explore the Hebraic roots of Yeshua, our Messiah.
That's Paul Nisan with Torah Life Ministries, 11:30 a.m. Saturdays, right here on WCNO.
Hey, Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Myers' number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Myers today. Maybe you can come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
Training us up in the way we should go. Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where pupils have time for creativity, math, and logic, where respect is modeled like please and thank you, where truth is taught along with history and literature, where innovation and leadership are fostered as college and careers are planned. That's the future of a Golden Rule Academy pupil. Learn more at goldenruleacademy.net.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Come on, you determine the world that you live in this morning. Why? Because you've been refathered by God. That means your natural daddy could have had all the mess he had. He could have been all screwed up. He could have been an alcoholic, been a drug addict, could have abandoned you, could have beat you. But it don't matter anymore because you've got a new father that took the place of your old father. You've been refathered. You've been redeemed. Come on, somebody. You've been born with a new seed. Do you believe that this morning? And all those twists and bends and mess and stuff that was passed down to you, it's broken over your life today. I've been regenerated. You say, what do you mean regenerated? Regened. God has shooken you up. He's changed who you are. I no longer live by the genes from my natural parents. I now have the genes of God Almighty, the creator of the universe. He's remapped my life. My natural parents might have been mean and nasty, but my Father in heaven is awesome. Come on, somebody. He's full of peace and love and joy. And that means that I've inherited that DNA in my life today. Amen? Do you believe that? Woo! There was a time that I was the son of Mike Baumgartner. Now I'm just the son of God. Come on, go ahead and say it. I'm a child of God. Don't it just feel good? You've been regened. You've been refathered. Number one, I got four things I'm going to give you and we'll get out of here. Number one, 2 Corinthians 5:15. Number one, you can write this down. He gives you a new life. Somebody say that with me. He gives you a new life. 5:17 says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. That means you get a new pattern for living. Not the old pattern. 1 John chapter 3, verse 9 says this, "Whoever has been born of God does not sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin, because he has been born of God." In other words, whoever has been refathered by God does not sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin, because he's been refathered by God. You say, well, wait a minute, Pastor, I got a problem with that, because this week alone I sinned at least 12 times, and that's the 12 I know about. There's more I probably don't know about. Well, listen, you need, when you read this, you've got to read this thing in context, and you've got to read it with the full understanding of the word. This scripture does not mean that you cannot fail. That's not what he's talking about. You need to understand how this thing was written when it was written to us. Literally, what he is saying is this: whoever has been born of God does not then habitually carry out a lifestyle of sin. It means you're out there sinning on purpose. Come on, help me, amen. That don't mean that you don't mess up from time to time. And that don't mean that you don't fail from time to time. That's why we got the grace of God in our life. That's why we've been sealed with the promise. Let me tell you something. There ain't nothing more powerful than the blood of Jesus. Not your sin, not anybody's sin. Come on, are you here this morning? Amen. But what he's saying is that person does not continue to live in a lifestyle of sin. Why? Because the seed of God lives in him. And when you got the seed of God in you, then you can't live with a lifestyle of sin. How many know that before you were born again, the Bible says this about you? It says that you had the nature of a child of disobedience. Every one of us had the nature of a child of disobedience. Amen? And the Bible says that we were all children of wrath. Somebody say wrath. In other words, we were always looking for an opportunity to do whatever it was we wanted to do. But this is what he says. He says, you've been refathered. You've been refathered by God. You no longer live as the children of disobedience. You have now become the children of God. Why? Because you had a nature change. So just because you sin does not mean that you're not a child of God. Hello, come on, somebody. You know what? Every now and then I might mess up. Every now and then I'll sin. Every now and then I'll stumble. But that's not my nature. I have the nature of God. I used to do things a certain way, and I used to act a certain way, and I used to go off and I would sin, and I'd go to bed at night, didn't even bother me, wouldn't even keep me up. I'd go right to sleep, sleep good. Didn't even care if I sinned back then, amen? But the moment I got born again, when I messed up, I'd go to bed at night, and I'd lay on my pillow, and God wouldn't let me go to sleep. Why? Because I got a new nature. God would deal with me about what I did that was wrong so I could get it right with him or get it right with whomever, so I knew that I was right with God. And the reason why he did that is because I've got a godly nature. If I was in my old nature, I wouldn't really care. Come on, somebody. Somebody say, well, how can I know if I'm saved? Because you know you're saved if you get convicted when you mess up. Huh? If you keep on sinning and you don't act like it's no problem and it don't bother you, then you probably ain't saved. Come on, somebody. Amen. Somebody say, I got a new life. Second thing I want you to see is this. We live as people who overcome. We live as people who overcome. 1 John chapter 4 says this. Whoever is born of God overcomes the world. Whoever has been refathered by God overcomes the world. That means it don't matter what comes against you. You've already overcome it. Doesn't matter what trial that you enter into. You've already overcome it. You've got the power on the inside of you to overcome it. And God don't keep no record. Listen, God's not keeping records of your sin. There's no record. We watch them skits where people hold up all the signs. I'm an adulterer. I'm a liar. I'm a thief. And then somebody comes and puts a little thing on it and says, Jesus paid the debt for all of it. Well, that's a great thing because we know he paid the debt, but that's not completely accurate, ladies and gentlemen. Because when God washed your sins away, there was nothing written on anything. It's not like he pulled it up out of the file and go, yeah, you were an adulterer. No, when you got born again, God took everything in your past and he run it through a paper shredder. There ain't no record of it. There ain't nothing left of it. He just took care of all of it. He washed it clean. It's gone. Come on, somebody. And he's given you the power to overcome those things in your life.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11:30 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida 34981, and ask for your free copy of The Love of the Father. Pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Training us up in the way we should go. Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where pupils have time for creativity, math, and logic, where respect is modeled like please and thank you, where truth is taught along with history and literature, where innovation and leadership are fostered as college and careers are planned. That's the future of a Golden Rule Academy pupil. Learn more at goldenruleacademy.net.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.
Angie Burke from Victory Life Ministries, and my husband and I would like to invite you to a miracle and healing service with healing evangelist Bobby Ray, pastor of Assembly of Faith Church in Dallas, North Carolina. Whatever your need may be, whether it's physical, emotional, financial, or relational, Jesus is your answer. Our meeting will be held on Friday, January 27th at 7 p.m. at God's Barn, located at 5672 Southwest Ranchito Street in Palm City. God wants you well and is ready and willing to heal you. We love you, Pastor Bobby loves you, and most of all, Jesus loves you and wants you free from any area that is holding you back from living the abundant life He died to give you. If you have any questions, I'm available at 772-485-8198. We look forward to seeing you on the 27th. And remember, God is no respecter of persons. What He has done for one, He will do for you.
Anybody glad you serve a God who's more than enough? Amen? Come on, if He's your everything, I need you to clap your hands. Let's sing and celebrate Jesus in this place.
Whoa, my strength whenever I am weak. Everything I need is more than life to me. Jesus is.
today. Clap your hands to Jesus. He is.
The mournful and untimely face of death. But as long as we remain, we grow better, even stronger, though we'll never be the same. 'Cause the ones left standing have to cry all the tears and replay all the memories, good and bad from the years. And we shoulder the weight of the work left to be done, and the ones who left standing carry on. The peace of God will abide in the season of our sorrow, in the valley of a pain we can't describe, in the palm of His hand is a shelter from the madness we can never really understand. 'Cause the ones left standing have to cry all the and replay all the memories, good and bad from the years. And we shoulder the weight of the work left to be done, and the ones left standing carry on. And in eternity, when all the mysteries are gone, it will be clear that it was our God keeping us strong. 'Cause the ones left standing have to cry all the tears and replay all the memories, good and the bad from the years. And we shoulder the weight of the work left to be done, and the ones left standing carry on. You are forever, you are my
trouble unending under your grace. I found of mercy, strong mountain of mercy, pure water to quench my dying thirst.